from a series of Q's and A's between me and a recent student of subtle energies and intuitive skills. What is an example of something that communicates information that is extreme or emotionally activating? In my experience, when I recognize I am courted, the impact of the emotions felt by the person I'm courted with are heightened. Example, let's say I have a partner who is upset or happy about something related to our last encounter. The emotional impact of what is happening with her comes from her through the cord and I feel it. Or I feel an emotion from my experience with her, and she feels it. In the moment, I may or may not be aware of what is happening. But when I self-examine for cords, I see that there is one or more. Then, when I intuit it, or when we touch base, I see the source was her. I can choose to sever the cords and regain sovereignty, or I can hold space and keep the cords and intentionally communicate through it or them. So, when we are corded, we are connected to another energetically through the cord. The information coming through has an impact. What you do about it is up to you, and your awareness, desires, distastes, etc. Where cords are attached also has an impact. If the cord is to the second chakra, I'd likely feel the communication as something sexual resulting in turn on, or aversion to turn on if I do not welcome the sexual energy. If it were to the first chakra, I may feel her seeking grounding through me because she is feeling threatened or concerned about safety in some way, and is tapping into my presence and self-security through the cord, etc. One thing I need to point out is that using the term corded is creative imagery speak for an energetic awareness of mutual influence and exchanged emotional vibrations between individuals. You can choose any word or imagery you like. The important thing is to connect your energetic awareness to your physical direct experience. For me, the term cord often appears as a vivid image of a cable conducting electric current. I can easily visualize and feel the exchange of charge. Any imagery will do, though, even imagery that looks nothing like a physical cord. Sometimes I use the imagery of a harpoon connected to a strong rope shot from another to my body, thus connecting us like a whaler hunting a whale. Or sometimes it's just a knowing without the imagery. I just feel it. Regardless, using imagery to create a familiar visceral experience is what we are doing. It's the viscerally known imagery that better enables experiential awareness of information moving between people. What kind of information is being transmitted? Vibration is transmitted, often through emotional expression. That said, many kinds of vibrations are transmitted through cords. I see that you and I are corded from these exchanges. The vibration is enjoyment and thought-provoking consideration. For me, the cords are welcome and are primarily from sixth chakra to sixth chakra as we exchange ideas. What is an example of a need being met that could be resolved as someone develops deeper? Examples of needs being met are, a need for connection with another you care about, a need to feel seen, a need to feel love, a need to be intellectually stimulated, a need for attention, you name it. There are many needs individuals may be seeking to be met. As someone becomes more self-actualized or realized, do they have less cords to others? Yes. From my experience, my unskilled or wanton cording to others has stopped. I now cord intentionally or see them attached from others and can quickly free myself of them if I feel wonky about them. Or I may want it for a while and keep the connection open for whatever reason. Cords can be quite enjoyable. Regardless, you always have choice to cord another or not, or to keep them or not if you have been corded by another. If you find yourself corded, though, you've agreed in some way. Simply thinking about another can result in a cord, especially if the thought generates a strong emotion, desire or even disdain. I hope this provides some clarity. In corded communication. Michael.